I'm Kathy Dawes now, along with Dr. Juanita McGowan and also Jennifer Edwards, and they're both on the committee dealing with conversations on race reconciliation and community dialogue, and appreciate both you ladies being here today. I know, Jennifer, you originally contacted me about this, and huge event coming up later this month. Couldn't be more timely, though, with everything that's been going on lately.
Yes, we're going to have an event. It's a community dialogue on October 30th. That's a Monday evening at 7 to 9:30. It's going to be in the Utopia Gymnasium at St. Thomas More Catholic Church. It's a nice big place, and we're ready for a lot of people to come join us in this dialogue. Race reconciliation is a commitment to build cross-cultural relationships that result in peace, unity, and understanding. So we hope that this dialogue, which is the second dialogue we will have planned, provides a safe place for people to listen, to share, and to explore the issues of race.
And Dr. McGowan, you're on a very impressive committee looking at the other names that are on there too, but really this group got together and decided we need to be having more conversations of this nature, and just anything else that's kind of the mission of the group.
That's a very good point. We started just as a little informal group, just coming together with four people just to kind of discuss what's really happening in our community. Do we know what's happening with race relations? As a result of that, we formalized our committee. And as Jennifer articulated, we had our first conversation in March. It was called a faith-based dialogue, and it was an overflowing crowd. And so what we realize is that we have people in this community who really want to talk about this issue, who are really concerned, who really want to do something. And they told us, we want a second dialogue. We want to understand what's happening in our community. We want to have different racial and ethnic voices speaking so we can have a better understanding of what's going on. And so our second dialogue is a result of our participants asking us to do a second dialogue. And of course, this time we went to a larger space.
Well, it makes total sense to have done that. And Jennifer, I don't know, we might mention the panel members who have been invited to take part in this one.
Yes, we have a distinctive group of panelists. Laverne Bitsy Baldwin, who is co-chair of the KSU Indigenous Alliance. Mm-hmm. Myrta Chavez, KSU Director of Multicultural Programs and Services. John Exdell, who is chair of the Manhattan Alliance for Peace and Justice. And of course, I'm only mentioning these things that relate to this event. These people do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But Susan Glymore is director of the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative. Ryan Kelly is our young person mm-hmm. on this panel. He is a K-State Student Government Association senator. He is also associated with the Black Student Union. And then Richard Pitts, whom so many of us know as the director of the Wonder Workshop.
And, you know, when I look at this, Juanita, definitely is a cross-section of the mm-hmm. community, but you know, a lot of good Kansas State University connections
yes.
there, too. I know we interact in so many different ways,
yes.
and that's quite evident in this panel that's been selected, too. Maybe more specifically, some of the things that you will be getting into during this dialogue. I mean, you expect a lot of people. Do you just kind of go with the flow of what the people want to talk about, or how is it structured?
It's very structured. I think one of the things when you're doing dialogues, you have to have structure, and you have to have a sense of order. But more importantly, you've got to make people feel comfortable in discussing the issues. So when we start this dialogue, we'll kind of just set a tone and set some ground rules and really facilitate a climate of just really being open, accepting of each other. We have a panel discussion and where we would ask them specific questions. One question would be, what do you see are the racial issues impacting our community? What are some steps you think we can take? What's different about our second dialogue is that we will have small group discussion. We will be training 25 facilitators to work with small groups to get the participants' reaction to the panel, and then also to get confirmation of what they perceive as action steps. The other thing after that, we found after our last dialogue that people just wanted to chat and get to know one another. So from 9 to 9:30 is our social networking thing where we'll have punch and cookies and we'll get a chance to chat. So we'll talk with panel members who have expertise related to specific racial and ethnic groups and their experiences, then allowing participants a chance to interact in small groups, to hear their voices, and then come together in kind of a social network to say, you know, we are family. We want an inclusive community, and begin to set that seed and climate for that.
The interesting thing, too, Jennifer, and I know when we've talked before about this, you're really wanting to do something, too, other than just talk. I mean, talk is obviously important to get some of these issues out. But I do notice, of course, what are steps that could be taken? I mean, you're really looking at concrete steps, perhaps, to make things change.
We are. We have three goals: to deepen understanding, to develop new perspectives, and to discuss community initiatives. And those are the things that we're hoping will come from these dialogues, actions that we can all take that will make a difference.
And I think one of the things that we're looking at, before we could actually define the action steps, we've got to kind of understand what the issues are. And then we've got to kind of pull the community along with us. So when we get to the point of planning action, they've had voice into this discussion, too.
And the issues are constantly changing.
Yes.
I mean, there was an incident this last weekend on Kansas State University campus, and I know President Richard Myers has come out with quite a statement having to do with a Jewish symbol that vandalized.
That's right.
I mean, they're just a lot of feelings right now, and it just seems like every other week we have a story of something
that's true in our Manhattan community, and we're just the microcosm of the larger society. And so people are saying, why here? But it's going on all over the world and all over the globe. Yes.
I do want to remind listeners, 537-1350, if you want to enter in the discussion, have a few more minutes with these ladies. And I know we wanted to mention the sponsors, too.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Bethel AME Church, First Congregational UCC, the Dow Center for Multicultural and Community Studies, Martin Luther King Jr. Committee, and the Staley School of Leadership Studies are our sponsors.
And, as I mentioned, the conversations on race reconciliation, but when we talk about the different religious groups that are involved, too, I mean, there's more involved than maybe just perhaps race itself.
Yes.
But, I mean, we need to probably emphasize that. Looks like we might have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take a call. Okay. You'll need a set of headphones, each of you. So welcome to In Focus, and go ahead, please, with your question or comment for Dr. McGowan and Jennifer Edwards. Go ahead, please.
I just applaud you for having these meetings. I was at the first one. And my comment is that the people who are attending the meetings are not the problem, but they do need to take action and bring understanding and their commitment to the greater community. Because I'm not a Kansan, but I've lived here for 6 years, and although I'm white, I'm very surprised at how, pardon the word, backwards the white community is here. They're 10, 15 years behind being empathetic with minority points of view. And when we went through the whole Indian naming thing, they were just like so stuck on it. Like, I went to high school there, and therefore we need to keep that name. Or they were just, there's just at best indifference to people's understanding, and at worst just anger that, you know, how dare you take a knee, because they can't understand what it would be like if their group of people was being shot by police. Even though now we've seen the pictures of the cops from their recorders being shot, and still they're being indifferent, and they're just stuck on the symbolism of it, even though many of the armed forces have come forth and said, I'm serving, I'm actively serving. And yet the politicians, most of whom have not served in the armed forces, are just stuck on the symbolism of the flag and all. I'm going, oh, how dare they demean the flag? Well, they're not demeaning the flag. They're just using their public forum. And as a community, we need to go out and take our understanding and try to educate people in a very slow and empathetic way so that they can understand what it is like to walk in other people's shoes, because they are not getting it.
Jennifer's wanting to say a few words here. A lot of feelings, obviously. I know.
Yes, and I think you're right on so many points, especially trying to help everyone understand the feelings on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we will be doing on October 30th is having the participants fill out an evaluation form, which will provide them a place to tell their own story. We need to hear everybody's story.
A lot of people come from all different places, and I think that's what it's all about. And having been raised in the 60s and 70s, mm-hmm. I remember some issues back then, and it's almost amazing to me that it's back here again, and it quite frankly is. And a lot of people are very sensitive on so many different levels. Before we wrap up today, I don't know, Dr. McGowan, if there's anything else you're wanting to emphasize for folks out there, and I for sure will want to get the date and the time again out there, too.
I think as I listened to the comments made by the last caller, very clearly the people that attended the first dialogue and hopefully the people that attend the second dialogue will increase our participation. But it is important that we get a critical mass. And they may get it or they may understand some of the issues, but until we can come together as an inclusive group and learn to respect diverse perspectives, and then begin to look at how we can develop common and shared values for this community. And that's the purpose of these dialogues. I think we have common values that we need to be able to articulate and work together on, but we're not all at the same place. We're not at the same place conceptually, or we're not at the same point behaviorally, but that's ultimately where we're trying to get to. I haven't talked to anyone in the community who I think is ready to be divisive and destroy our community. They may have some strong views that may be different from mine, but I think we have to come together, and that's the goal of this. How do we develop an inclusive community and pull people along with us in the process versus alienating them?
Appreciate your comments there. Jennifer, maybe one more time we need to say the where's and the when's and who all you would encourage to attend. As our listener just said, it's too bad that, you know, you probably feel like you're preaching to the choir a little bit. You'd love to get a lot more people with very diverse viewpoints to take part in something like this.
You're absolutely right. Thank you for saying that. This is going to be Conversations on Race Reconciliation, a community dialogue. It will be Monday, October 30th. From 7 to 9:30 p.m. at St. Thomas More Catholic Church in their Utopia Gymnasium. That's 2900 Kimball Avenue. Everyone is welcome. We want to hear from everyone.
Yes.
So, and it's a big place. There's plenty of room. And we hope that a lot of people will come out. And again, thanks so much to our sponsors.
Well, and thanks to both of you for stopping by today, Dr. Juanita McGowan and Jennifer Edwards, on the Committee on Conversations on Race Reconciliation, a community dialogue, and appreciate both of them stopping by, as I said, very timely. Going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, see Clyde Jones, Melanie Horton, also Assistant Business Administration Dean Kevin Gwinner will be joining us. Going to be talking about the See Clyde Jones Run and other things that are going on with business administration these days. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Suites.